Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You just have to be a hater at the highest level to not be impressed by what he has done with his age and just everything he's been able to do. It's hard for that guy, Clint, to make you walk away from watching him after watching him like we have every single day and every game and most every practice, to walk away and say, damn, that dude has impressed me again.
God
that
bless,
dude
brother.
Has done something again where I was like, damn. But C.J. Stroud did it again today.
Yeah, it just wise beyond his years, and he put on an absolute clinic today. I mean, he could have been a little bit more accurate on one throw, and he would have went 4 for 4. But the way practice was set up today, guys, is when they got to team, there was two different sets of team. Obviously, the first set of team was from the 10 or 12-yard line going in, so it was a red zone drill, and it was predominantly pass. Hell, it was all pass, right? And then the second time when they broke, they took a little break, came back, and then it was red zone from the same exact yard marker, but it was a run-oriented drill with a play-action option in there simply to keep the defense honest, right? You always got to do that. And so the first series, when he goes in there, he goes 3 for 4 with 2 touchdowns, and he would have went 4 for 4 with 3 touchdowns, but he missed Stephon Diggs. But he comes to the line of scrimmage, and the series matters, so bear with me here. The sequence matters, I'm sorry. He comes up to the line of scrimmage. He one-step fade throw to Diggs on Stingley. Stingley covers it well, and it is, I mean, perfectly thrown. It could not have been – he couldn't have walked the damn thing out there and placed it in Diggs' hands any better. Right there in front of us, at perfect view. You know, Diggs turns around, spikes the ball, goes chest bumps with Tank and yada, yada, yada. He comes back the next play. Ball is out. When you get down in a 10 or 12 yard line like that, the field is so condensed. As you can imagine, the safeties and the corners have no reason to backpedal because you only have 22 yards of depth there to work with. And so everything's so condensed. So making quick decisions, making perfect throws matter. The first one's a perfect throw. Well, it's a quick decision of where he's going with the ball and a perfect throw. The second one, a little quick option route to Brevin Jordan to his left, got him down to about the 4 or 5 yard line, right? Then he comes back, Ron. And again, right in front of us to his right side, he takes the snap. A backer comes off of the end of the line of scrimmage free. It's clearly hot. He gets his eyes on Brevin. He throws the ball to the sideline where we're standing. And at first, I'm like, what? Is he just throwing that away or what? And all of a sudden, Brevin Jordan comes out of his cut, comes back downhill some, and catches the ball damn near on the front pylon. But it was one of those where we've made a quick decision and a great fade throw. We made a quick decision and a good safe throw to Brevin Jordan. Now we've made a quick decision. We've noticed the height. We've noticed the free linebacker. We threw the ball with anticipation and touch, allowed Brevin Jordan to come out of his break, see the ball, react to it, come back downhill, boom, touchdown again. I mean, 3 for 3 with 2 touchdowns at this point. And then the fourth play, he comes up. And he's got man-to-man across the board. He's got Diggs in the slot. And guess who's on the other side of the ball? It happened, Ron. It happened.
No, stop.
It happened, Ron. Pressed up man-to-man, no disguise. Petrie is on Diggs. Now, this is unfair. This is where Petrie's got to learn how to disguise, and he's got to get better.
At least he's good, Kamari.
I looked up right then, and I was like, this is a pass drill, and it's clear that Petrie's got him. Well, Diggs ran that all the way across the field to the other corner. And it, I couldn't see the pocket, so maybe Stroud got a little bit pressured. But Stroud, though, I mean, he missed it. If it may have touched the fingertips of Diggs as he stretched out, but it would have been 4 for 4 for 3 touchdowns. Man, it was a clinic. It was a 4. Other than that little bit of a miss right there,
he got away from Petrie easy.
Yes, and Petrie, it was one of those where they're probably going to watch film, and they're going to laugh at Petrie because he was running like all arms and all legs, like doing his damnedest to catch up.
Wow.
And Diggs just looks like he's striding across there. It's going to be a problem. Like him getting caught in that slot like that, man-to-man.
And getting caught in the slot against
Yeah, Diggs. Like if that. I can get my best receiver on Jalen Petrie, which that's on D'Amico Ryans. Like, you can't put him in that position. I don't give a damn if he's a good. I don't care if it's Dez King. If Dez King gets locked up with Stephon Diggs, you're in trouble, right, at that point in time. So, but it was an absolute clinic for that C.J. Stroud put on for four straight plays there. It was beautiful.
And no Nico. No Nico out there, your biggest target, yep. Arguably right out there. I don't think, was Dalton Schultz out there?
Dalton Schultz was out there.
He was back today.
Brevin Jordan was just getting all the run.
All the run, yeah.
Cade Stover showed up, caught a touchdown pass.
Davis Mills caught him.
Davis Mills threw that. Yeah, it was
good
nice.
For you, Davis.
Teague Quatoriano had a couple of catches, no touchdowns, but a couple of catches. I just
think it's impressive for CJ to be able to do that without the big size guys down there, which has been impressive for him since he's arrived here. They just, like, they don't have, you know, even with Nico, they just didn't have any let's throw it up type stuff or, like, very much. Now, Nico caught a couple of slants where I think he used his body and size to get inside paws of a defender to get position. But to look at that, man, you got Diggs, you got Tank, you got smaller receivers where timing is big.
Yeah.
And he's able to excel like he did today.
Well, yeah. Look, here's the other thing. You mentioned Nico. Like, I think they spent a lot of time last year with the injuries of Nico doing all these different things. Like, I think Diggs is doing now what Nico was being asked to do when everybody got injured. The move guy, the changing in formations. I said this a million times. I think it's going. Now the stats are going to hurt because of it. The stats are not going to be there. I don't believe they're going to be there for Nico. But it's going to benefit Nico to be a boundary receiver, be that X guy. And because here's the deal is you may from time to time be able to dictate what kind of coverage you get on Nico over there, but more times than not, you're going to throw the football to Diggs. You're going to work Dalton Schultz. You're going to work the run game. And then it's going to force him to close the middle of the field, which ultimately means you got one-on-one with Nico. Now, if that corner's soft, I'm just going to bang the hitch. I'm going to hit him right in the chin with the hitch. I'm going to take a five-step, stop, boom, get the ball, and now you go make a play. We've seen him break tackles. Big, strong, run after catch, right? If they press man-to-man, let me look this safety off. Let me throw the back shoulder. Let me throw the go over the top. And every time that happens, you're going to be prepared for it. Where last year, it may have happened 10 times in a game, but 8 of those 10 times, Nico's running around. He's doing the motion guy because everybody else is hurt, and he's having to play 3 or 4 different positions. I think he's going to end up – I think the offense is going to be significantly better because of it, obviously, with the Diggs and the Mixon add. But I think Nico in the long haul is going to settle into being that boundary receiver, and I think it's going to end up being better for him. Hey, on the in the run play action, because they came back in the second set of a run play action, they ran the football well, a lot of space, a lot of push up front for the offensive line. Really, all three groups. I wasn't able to pick who was playing who. I did watch a lot of Kenyon Green at that first unit, but they were getting really good push, a lot of space, a lot of room inside for these running backs to run, which is big. You know, that's a big jump from last year what we watched. And CJ touchdown to Diggs on a quick. It was a snag concept. Quick fake off tackle to the running back, stand up, boom, you pop him 4 yards over the line of scrimmage, and they overran him with the flat receiver. Diggs sits down, they give him the ball, he goes and scores a touchdown. So he actually threw 3 touchdowns. He was 4 for 5 with 3 touchdowns.
So yesterday was a defensive day. Today it sounds like, especially in red zone, which is going to be very important for this team, with Joe Mixon and all of the weapons, they got a chance to be a really good red zone team.